Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. Zach Ulin joining you, and we are set to talk about an upcoming activity at Iowa Mennonite School with music instructor at IMS, Josh Tyson. Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, can you tell us an annual event as it's listed, how long this event's been going on?
This is the 54th year that the festival is happening.
Okay, and 54 years now of tradition that this has become within our area and involving Iowa Mennonite School. Can you talk about some of the preparation, some of the behind the scenes that makes this all come together?
Yes, we've been preparing this. I would say it's been about a year and a half that we've been working on this. That started with choosing a guest conductor, a festival coordinator, as well as starting to look for a performance venue. And the bulk of our planning has taken place in the fall and in these past couple months, especially January, February, and March.
Now, 13 schools are listed. Can you tell us which schools are involved?
Yes, there's 11 schools from the U.S. and 2 from Canada, all of them associated with the Mennonite Church. We've got schools coming from Ontario, Oregon, IMS is involved, schools from Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Florida.
Well, let's talk about the program specifically. When you're putting together the musical side of this program, once all the nuts and bolts are in place of getting it all together in that aspect, what selections will be part of the program, and can you take us through the process that it took to choose those?
Yes, there's each of the schools will perform individually, so people coming to the concert will hear choirs from across the nation performing one song on their own, and then the last little bit of the concert, all 400 students who are attending this festival are going to join together in a mass choir on 7 selections. And those selections range from more classical composers like George Friedrich Handel and Felix Mendelssohn to spirituals, gospel songs, and a Nigerian folk song. As far as the selection is concerned, that started with a brainstormed list by our guest conductor. He came up with a list that I then submitted to the directors at the various schools and invited their feedback, and they submitted their feedback. I compiled that and passed that on to our guest conductor, and he made a final selection of the mass choir repertoire based on the director feedback and kind of the direction that he wanted to take with it.
We're talking with Josh Tyson. He's the music instructor at Iowa Mennonite School, and we're talking about the upcoming Mennonite School's Choir Festival in the month of April. And Josh, as you mentioned, each group will be performing separately and then as part of a mass choir. Can you give us a bit of insight about the specific portions that IMS students will be involved in, maybe the Iowa Mennonite segments and any other pieces?
Yes, the IMS will be performing individually at the close of the individual choir selections. They'll be doing a piece which we're including in our church programs that we're presenting to the community this spring, which is an arrangement of the hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, which features two students playing piano, so it's piano four hands as well as the choir. So you'll get a chance to hear the IMS choir performing individually there.
And as you look at this and it's all coming together, can you tell us now as we're talking here in late March what things look like now as you see it all come together and what has you most excited about the upcoming program?
Yeah, it's very exciting to see kind of the coming together of all the details. It just feels like for several months there's been a lot of planning, a lot of rigor involved with attention to detail, and now all the pieces are starting to fall into place, which is very exciting to see. And just the idea it's becoming more of a concrete idea, the idea of such a large group of students coming together to sing, to make music, and to worship together. That is a very exciting thought as we put the final pieces into place and we begin to visualize what that's going to be like. Now that all the details are into place, it's more of a concrete thing that we can really look forward to.
Well, so we continue our conversation here with Josh Tyson, a music instructor at IMS. So we're talking about the Mennonite School's Choir Festival coming up next month. And Josh, for those out there listening that want to participate and take in this great event, where and how can they do that?
The concert will take place on Sunday afternoon, April 10th at 3 p.m. The concert will be given at Washington High School. There is no admission cost. We are not selling tickets. This is a free event, but we will be taking a free will offering to help with some of the expenses of the festival taking place.
Well, Josh, we appreciate your time and coming on to talk with us about this great event coming up in April. We wish you good luck for the show, and thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
And that is Josh Tyson. He is the music instructor at Iowa Mennonite School. It's our conversation about the Mennonite School's Choir Festival coming up on April 10th at Washington High School, 3 p.m. for that concert. This has been In Touch with Southeast Iowa on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII.